A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. King Agrippa and Bernice arrived in Caesarea on a visit to Festus. Since they spent several days there, Festus referred Paul's case to the king, saying, "There is a man here left in custody by Felix. When I was in Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews brought charges against him and demanded his condemnation. I answered them that it was not Roman practice to hand over an accused person before he had faced his accusers and had the opportunity to defend himself against their charge. So when they came together here, I made no delay. The next day I took my seat on the tribunal and ordered the man to be brought in. His accusers stood around him, but did not charge him with any of the crimes I suspected. Instead, they had some issues with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who had died, but who Paul claimed was alive. Since I was at a loss how to investigate this controversy, I asked if he was willing to go to Jerusalem and there stand trial on these charges. When Paul appealed that he had been held in custody for the emperor's decision, I ordered him held until I could send him to Caesar." The word of the Lord. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all you his angels, you mighty in strength who do his bidding. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him for the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said this to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. When he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so, of course, this has been always my reading. It's on my first Mass. It was on my vestment I still wear on my anniversary, of course. It says, "Feed my sheep, feed my sheep, feed my sheep." And we were just in the Holy Land, of course, and we got to go to the Supremacy of Peter Church. And there's a rock there where Jesus asked this question. It's right on Galilee, and it's right in this little church. And so when the people are going in, I said, "Now listen, as you go in there, I want you to not just take pictures," because people love to take pictures when we're on pilgrimage and they're doing all these things, and it's all about taking pictures, but forgetting the whole reality of what it's about. I said, "I want you to sit there, and I want you to let Jesus ask you the same question he asked Peter. Do you love me?" Now, you got to remember that Jesus asked him this three times because Peter denied Jesus three times. Isn't it interesting that Jesus did not ask Peter, "Peter, are you sorry? Peter, are you sorry? Peter, are you sorry?" Because sorrow can always be about us. You know, "Yeah, I'm sorry, Lord. Don't beat me. Don't send me to hell forever." But the question is, do you love me? And that's way beyond, are you sorry? It's, do you love me? And again, isn't it interesting? He doesn't sit there and say, now, okay, yes, you love me. And he says, okay, I want you to spend all your time in front of me in adoration. I want you to worship me. I want you to spend 50 hours saying rosaries and 50 hours saying prayers. That ain't what he says. He says, if you love me, you feed my sheep. You take care of others. You bring them to me. And so again, in our own examination of our faith, how do we prove that we love Jesus? By taking care of others. So is that a spirituality in my own life? Because if not, we got to rearrange it to do as Christ asks. Do you love me? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.